Have a quorum. Would you please call the roll of the council?
Representative Byrne?
Here.
Senator Bennett? Representative Brown? Senator Dankworth? Senator Eliason? Representative Hayes?
Here.
Senator Kelly?
Here.
Senator Curtula? Representative Miller?
Here.
Representative Phillips?
Here.
Senator Ray? Senator Rohde?
Here.
Representative Vasca?
Here.
Chairman Malone?
Here.
We have a quorum. Tried to keep the agenda as light as possible. All the old business items, of course, have been on the agenda before. Is there a...
I move the minutes be
motion
be
on the minutes.
Written.
There's a motion for the approval of the minutes of the last meeting of the council. Is there discussion on the motion?
Call the question.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman?
Speaker Hayes?
I move to amend the agenda to include the Legislative Council appointment of the Commissioner to the Alaska State Commission. Will the matter be taken up as the first item in roll business?
Cast unanimous consent.
Cast unanimous consent.
Okay, is there objection? Hearing no objection, the agenda is revised. Speaker Hayes?
Mr. Chairman, there have been several people, particularly from my part of the state, who've sent resumes indicating an interest in being appointed to the commission. The commission does have work yet to finish, and I'd like to see the nomination open at this time so we can make nominations to the floor.
Is there objection?
Chairman.
Senator Kelly?
I don't have an objection.
You wish to...
If the nominations are open, Mr. Chairman, I'd nominate Miles Babbitt. Thank you.
Second.
We have a nomination for the Statehood Commission. Name is Mr. Miles Davick of Anchorage. Are there other nominations? Representative Vasco?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to decide on that individual today.
The council can do that if they decide.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Don Wright from Fremont.
Mr. Don Wright from Fairbanks has been nominated. Are there other nominations?
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Phillips?
Were there other people that requested to be considered for the nomination through resumes sent to either yourself or the committee as a whole?
See, the name, I've heard a lot of names that have been mentioned. I can't recall how many resumes might have been received on the subject.
I move the nomination to be closed.
Did you?
Motion the nomination to be closed. Is there objection to the motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, procedurally, so we won't get fouled up or accused of not considering somebody, I want to know who else is on there. I mean, just to be fair. I don't mind closing it now, but I just want to also be made aware of if there's any others.
Representative Phillips, I don't have a list of people who have expressed interest in it. I could only recall the ones I've heard from memory, include the people that have been nominated, and other names that I've heard include Joe Vogler, include Bob Uchitel. I've heard a number of different names that have been mentioned. But
I'll withdraw my objection.
There's a motion that nominations be closed. Is there objection to the motion?
I object. Could you tell me who the nominations are?
Excuse me, Senator Ray, yes. Motion nominations be open for the appointment to the Stated Commission by the Legislative Council. Two nominations were made. Mr. Miles Davick of Anchorage and Mr. Don Wright of Fairbanks. There's a motion pending that nominations be closed pending your objection.
I have no
objection.
The motion is adopted. Nominations be closed. Speaker Hayes.
I move that Miles Babbitt be appointed and ask unanimous consent.
Check.
Okay. Representative Byrne?
Yes.
Representative Brown? I'm sorry, he's not here. Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Representative Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Miller?
No.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Representative Vasca?
No.
Chairman Malone?
Yes.
Eight yeas, two nays.
Motion has been adopted. You know, the appointment has been adopted. And who's the current chairman of the commission? I think it's Jack Conklin. Excuse me, I'd like to ask for a point of information. Mr. Coghill, the current chairman of the commission. Information will be sent to the appointee and the chairman and members of the commission. The next item under old business is the legislative budget. It's originally available for the council in January. There have been some revisions made to that budget. I think members have had copies of that for some time now, and the council has a statutory responsibility to recommend a budget, to provide a budget, and what is the pleasure of the council? Senator Kelly?
Chairman, I would move that we send the budget up to the Finance Committee.
Ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection to the motion? No objection. Motion is adopted. Council has also had before for some time request by the Code Revision Commission for introduction of certain legislation. Senator Rohde, I believe, is a member of that commission. Senator Rohde.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the council introduce those bills that were requested by the code commission.
By request. Mr. Berry, what are those bills? I've got a notice here of one, which is a review of the corporation code.
Yeah, well, of course, they put in their application. Yeah, they put them all in.
The only bill that's completed at this stage is the review of the corporation code. At the final stage of completion, the commission also has a revision of the nonprofit corporation code, which would be a separate and substantial bill, and a technical revision of the occupational licensing.
There's a motion. The council request introduction of the legislation. Is there discussion on the motion?
Late in the day, then, Mr. Chairman.
Asking unanimous consent.
If there's no objection, the motion is adopted.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, let me mention one other thing.
Senator Rohde.
I talked with members of the Code Revision Commission, and the experience from the work that we've done in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate that there are some additional matters that Commission would like to work on with regard to a bill regarding recordable and recording and recordable documents. Senator Ray and I have spent a great deal of time on it. We will undoubtedly be happy to see that disappear from the Judiciary.
We're going someplace.
So I would move and ask unanimous consent for that bill to be sent from the Senate Judiciary Committee to back to the Code Revision Commission. It's an extremely complex bill. I'm not quite sure how to accomplish that technically on the floor. But the council, it's a two-step process. The it can be referred on the floor from the Judiciary Committee to back to the council, and then we'll have to go from the council to the commission. I suspect I haven't looked into it. Does the chair have any opinion on how that might be accomplished?
Seeing as how you're chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I would interpret your motion as being a request or direction from the council to the Code Revision Commission to review the draft of the legislation in light of the comments of the committee, Judiciary Committee.
It would be a two-step process. On the floor, I would send it back to council, and then if it is agreeable with the council, then the council could refer that back to the Code Revision Commission.
Senator Rudy, I'm not sure the formal referral route, but I'm sure that the council does have the authority and responsibility to request the Code Revision Commission to do further work on the draft, if that is the intent of your motion.
That is the intent of my motion.
Is there objection to the motion? What's that number of the bill?
I don't know right offhand. I believe it's 576, but I will get you the I will double check that.
Again, the subject matter?
Recording and recordable documents.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion? No objection. The motion is adopted. We have a request from the Department of Military Affairs to hook into the state legislative communication system. Somebody here that could outline that request. We have the letter from the Director, Division of Public Services. We have in our, I think that's it. Sometime. Senator Kelly.
I'm somewhat confused on the memo from Terry Kedow. Is that 3.9 billion or
1,000? 2.9 thousand dollars. Could we have a brief explanation of this?
Kathy Baldus, the Division of Emergency Services approached the Division of Public Services to have a segment of the teleconference network installed in their emergency facility in Silla. Their intent is to be able to provide communication should there be an emergency, both for instantaneous communication as a secondary source to the telephone, and also for post-emergency wrap-up work from the various emergency entities. It would not be a part of the teleconference network in terms of the public hearing process or something like that. It would just be an additional tool.
Senator Kelly.
And we wouldn't need somebody there full-time here.
No.
These are what, hardware and line charges that are circuit charge, insulation charge, and units listed on the page.
What, Mr. Chairman, what is the high level of service provided by Legislative Affairs during periods of emergency?
I knew you would pick up on that.
Move the table, Mr. Chairman.
You have a motion to table the request. Is there objection to the motion?
Well, yes.
There is objection. Would you please call the roll of the council?
Well, I'd like the reason I'm going to table it is we got the if the Senate President is a member of this committee, and if he wants it, he can come up and explain it to us. I'm just putting it on the table. I'm just holding it is what I mean. I'm not kicking it out. I'm just holding it is what I mean.
Should we hold it for a time certain in the next meeting? Or
whatever. Or just, that's why I said just put it on the table. And it's on. And just vote to take it off.
Is there objection to the tabling motion? Motion is adopted. That has been on the agenda several times, so further consideration would require a motion from the council. Getting down to the last item under old business, we have, in effect, a bill here that lists the costs to the state and the determined so far as a result of judgment in Haley case.
Move the figure 139,780.79.
We have a motion. This
bottom line.
Bottom line.
Which bottom line?
Total appropriation.
Appropriation.
Well, then you discuss it.
Discuss it.
Pay the bill.
What does that mean?
We've complied with the judgment, and the appellant will post a bond for the appropriate portion of the payment, and we'll see who wins.
Right, I got it. Mr. Chairman, I think the last two pages are the judgment. It's a lawful order of a court of competent jurisdiction, right. And I don't think it is wise to ignore that.
Pay or go to jail, that's what it means.
At the present, Senator Dankworth.
Well, I just want, you know, I think I'm pretty curious. Who puts the bond up? Who is going to put the bond up?
Haley.
Who pays for that?
Haley.
She does. Right? Oh, and then we
put a bond.
She bonds against whoever wins.
Right.
Okay.
We do have our legal counsel present. I think the matter is fairly clear, but is there anything that we're not considering here, Ms. Mentel?
There were just two things that I was going to mention. One is that even though they're asking to appropriate this money now, or sometime before June 15th or the 1st, I believe the day that they did it in 15, that
won't.
Money won't be paid to Haley until she provides evidence. She's gotten superseded. I have not seen
that yet. But now the money would be paid to her until we receive evidence that she actually has an appropriate bond, which would be still have money. The same interest that we've computed interest until May 1st, assuming that that would be a reasonable time to allow her to come up with a bond to allow you people to work with the appropriation.
Ask unanimous consent for Senator Rosemont.
There's a Senator Kelly.
You know, we're not, legal counsel kept saying we're not going to pay her any money. We're not paying her this $139,000. That's still important, right? They're going to be processed. You kept saying that we're going to pay her money and she's going to get the bond. What are we going to pay her?
$88,816.
Well, then, in effect, we've lost the court case on it.
No, if she takes the money and she loses, then she has to, the bond pays the money back.
We get it back.
We're covered.
The unanimous consent has been asked for the motion. I haven't determined, I don't have the information I think present, as to make a determination of whether it's possible to secure these funds from funds that have been obligated for liabilities or whether a new appropriation will be required. And I would ask that that if the motion is adopted, that the that does authorize the council to pay the funds or request the appropriation, whichever course is most expedient. Is there objection to the motion? No objection. The motion is adopted. There.
No, I didn't call you that.
Under new business, there was one item that was suggested, which is a recommended set of reallocations for the money that has been appropriated for capital expenditures. But there's another item that I would also like to have considered under the new business, and that is dealing with the question of the invitation that has been extended on behalf of Alaska to the Western Conference Council State Governments for a conference in Fairbanks in 1983. We need to assign the responsibility for coordinating that function.
Is there any volunteers?
Well, my recommendation is that we assign it, at least initially, to the agency.
Sure. I would move that we assign that to the agency to make the preliminary, set up the, because I have one definite reason why.
Well, is there...
I have a definite reason why, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion?
They maintain
unanimous consent.
They maintain a high level of service during periods of emergency.
Is there objection to the motion?
Carried the day.
No objection. The motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Speaker.
I move that the business of reallocation of funds be held over until the next meeting.
Right on.
That's unanimous consent.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion?
Nope.
Is there further business to come before the council? There is none. A motion to adjourn would be in order.
Move we adjourn.
People have suggestions for the next meeting.
Will we have it today?
We keep Fred Brown away again and see how fast it went.
Ask unanimous consent. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.
Hey, Tim, why are you saying that?